Well, I am really thrilled to have pastor and influencer on social media, Tatiana Merritt, here on the phone with me. How are you?
I am so good. It's a lot going on. It's busy. I'm just taking one day at a time, but things are going good.
Absolutely. You all are busy over there at Straight Gate International Church, pastoring alongside your husband, Jonathan Merritt. And you also have, you know, your social media that's going on, geared to women.
Yes.
And this is the time of the year that I like to talk to people who are helping other women to get through these stressful times, especially during the holiday season. And you have a beautiful devotional book. It's called Devotions of Love. First of all, how did you come up with this idea?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't me. It wasn't like, oh, let me write a book, because I did not realize that writing a book was going to come with all that it came with.
Ah.
So I would not have chose to do this. However, it was like 2 years prior, I was going through the most difficult time of my life when my husband, Jonathan, and I were going through what we thought was going to be an almost divorce.
Yeah.
It was a really difficult time for me, and I didn't know what to do anymore. We just were not getting along. We were in a stressful home situation. It was not pretty. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I was hopeless. I didn't know what else to do. And I thought I was doing everything right. You know, I'm a woman of faith, so I'm praying and I'm thinking I'm doing things right and, you know, I'm trusting God. But I realized that I wasn't 100% trusting in God during the situation. And that's why I was still, you know, just stressed, and I was not having peace.
Right.
And I was allowing the situation to consume me.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't until God was like, he gave me an instruction, and I didn't listen to it the first 3 days because I was like, it can't be this easy. But what he said was, wake up early, just get in a quiet place with me. Let's start there. So after the third day, I was like, okay. Now, he said to do it early in the morning, which I am not a morning person naturally. I do it because I have kids and I got to. But if I can stay, you know, asleep a few minutes longer, I'm going to do that. So it was a struggle for me in the beginning. But on the third day, I was just like, okay, I got to do it because I don't know what else to do. And I went outside, I had a notebook, I had a pen, I had my phone. I started with worship, and from there is where God just started to download, to speak to me, to remind me who I was, to give me encouragement, and bring basically back my confidence of who I am in Christ. Because I had lost all that in this situation. I'm like, I was feeling worthless of a wife and as a woman, and it wasn't until, you know, these moments, these intimate moments with God, that he was like, you know what? You're not that. You're not this situation. Don't let it consume you. You are a woman of God. You are a woman of faith, and let me build you up. And that is exactly what he did. So I have like just a notebook full of confirmation of, you know, God's word.
Wow.
Like straight from him to me. And so I'm just writing down for an hour every day.
Wow.
So the 2 years later comes. And by the grace of God, he did a work in me. I was able to go through the situation in a peaceful way. Mm-hmm. It was almost like he removed the sting, the burden of the trauma, of everything that I was dealing with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed me to now love in the way that I was supposed to, regardless of how my husband was treating me.
Right.
Because let's be real. Sometimes the flesh wanted to take over.
Right.
And God was like, no, I need you to act this way. And so, you know, I learned that I still need to act Christ-like no matter what and no matter who, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I learned that lesson. And then a confidence of who I am in Christ,
yes,
built me into this almost like a superwoman. I was like, nothing can faze me if I can go through this. and in those 2 years after, God said, you know what? You have this notebook of everything I gave you. Let's do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a devotional person. I like little snippets of encouragement for the day to help me in my prayer time.
Yes.
And I'm also big on prayer during the day and then prayer just before bed, because for me, it's a great way. I need to start my day, you know, that way. And then I need to end my day that way because the day is so busy.
Yes.
I need something to help bring me back down,
mm-hmm.
you know, to a peaceful state before I rest my head. And so that's how the idea came. I said, okay, let's do a day page and let's make it white. Let's do a night page and make it black.
I love it.
And we literally just took little snippets of every single day and we put it into this devotional form.
Mm.
And, you know, I just let God do the rest because
yes.
I said, I never wrote a book before. I don't know what I'm doing. Is this really going to bless anybody? And it surely has.
Yeah.
And it's all by the grace of God. And I'm seeing the fruits of it. And it just blesses my soul when random people come up to me and like, are giving me their testimony. So it's another extension of the faithfulness of God, that what he says, he will see it through. You just got to trust him.
On the phone with Pastor Titiana Merritt from Straight Gate Church on her book, Devotions of Love. And this is such a great time of the year to get a book like this, because we do, as women, lose our way. We become absorbed in our kids, absorbed
yeah.
in our spouses, and we literally remove who we are and we lose
yeah.
our way. And so it's,
we lose ourselves.
Yeah. So it's so important yeah. to be able to be reminded that we are one whole person through Christ first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Agreed.
Absolutely. I love this whole idea of day and night. And how can they get a hold of the book?
So the book is on my website. It is TatianaMerritt.com. You can get it there. And I love to be in contact with my reader. And I want them to know that this is from my heart. Like, this is something that I truly pray and believe will bless them once it touches their hands. And so I like to personalize each and every one. And so I put a little personal message and signature special to each individual book that I send out.
Oh.
No matter whether it's for them or for a friend, you know, I'll have somebody email me and say, you know, I bought a book. Could you please sign it for so-and-so? So that's
oh.
big for me, too. Just to let them know that I'm not doing this for money. I am doing this first and foremost because God told me to, and I know it's going to be a blessing to whoever's hands it touches.
Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love it. Again, the website, TatianaMerritt.com. And you can
yes.
follow Pastor Merritt on Instagram and TikTok
yes,
and
can.
Everywhere else. And you can get glimpses of that book while you're doing that.
Yes, the Instagram page is TT Merritt.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate your time. And I'm so excited about what God has done in your life and what he continues to do, even through Devotions of Love.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and this opportunity as well. Thank you.